My son, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, that you may keep discretion, and your lips may guard knowledge. For the lips of the forbidden woman drip honey. They are more bitter than wormwood. Those were the words of our proverb from last week, so I'm actually a little bit off this morning. Let me get you the right one. Monday. The forbidden woman. Folly. Foolishness. Proverbs 9, verse 13 through 18, still speaks of her. That's where we should be going now. The woman Folly is loud. She is seductive and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house. She takes a seat on the high places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn and hear. And to him who lacks sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Now you might remember that wisdom also called in the street, right? And she even called to the simple, turn in here. So Folly, in a very real way, seeks to be just like wisdom. And this is where the comparison between our Lord, our God, Father, Son, and Spirit, revealed to us in Jesus, and our archenemy, our foe, Satan, the devil, the dragon, who masquerades as an angel of light, is really a battle of masquerade. That the devil rarely comes to tempt you in a dark alley with boils and rotting face and thorns growing from his head and a big old red tail and a pitchfork. He doesn't tempt you with things that seem awful. That wouldn't be tempting at all. He tempts you with things that you want, with things that you would desire. You even see this, interestingly enough, in the temptation of Jesus. When he tempts Jesus, there's nothing he offers him that Jesus doesn't really have a right to want. I mean, bread, right? He's a hungry man. Power and authority. Well, he's God and king of the world, right? So he tempts him in one sense. This is where it fails in so many ways. He tempts him with things that Jesus already has. And so it really doesn't work. But with us, you know, we are tempted unto things we don't have, which we want. But in the getting of them, there is evil. There is recklessness. There is the harm and hurt of others. Perhaps the most obvious one example here would be something like adultery. God created man and woman to be married, which means to procreate, right? To come together, to becoming one flesh and bearing offspring. God made that. Adultery is using that for our own purposes outside of that marriage bond, right? And so you take something good and you use it for yourself and it becomes evil. Folly does that with all things. As most obvious here, connected to adultery, because that's the image that's being used in the picture of this harlot. So you have the woman, wisdom, with hospitality and kindness and charity. And you have the harlot trying to be like her. But actually, once you get close, you find out what's different. What's different is the words of promise that are offered. Stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. That is, don't let the world know what you're doing as you seek the good of yourself and not of anyone else. Did you ever have that happen when you were a kid, when you stole some candy and you had to eat it in secret? Did you ever do that? I did it. Oh, man. Bad kid. And you, like, shove it in your mouth and, like, chew it up, and you're eating so fast because you don't want your parents to find you eating it. And so you're like, chomp, 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 chomp. And like, it doesn't taste good. You're so afraid. You're so running from the reality and the guilt that you know you're doing something wrong that you don't even enjoy it. And this is just it. This word she says here is a lie. Stolen water is not sweet. And bread eaten in secret is not pleasant. And that's the piece of wisdom to learn from this. Everything that folly teaches seems true, pretends to be like what God would say, pretends to even come from God, masquerades as if it were God. But it's a big, fat lie. One of the most important things you can learn as a Christian is that the devil has no problem lying with a straight face. Not even a smidgen of guilt. He won't blink. He won't give you a tell. He'll just lie. And that this then applies to false teaching wherever you find it in the world. We saw just last week in our text from Titus, the false teacher isn't just a deceiver. He is deceived. He believes the lie too. And so he doesn't bat an eye as he leads you off the straight path. Notice the people passing by folly are on the straight path. He's trying to pull you down. Pull you down to where the dead are, to the depths of Sheol. That's that pit, that grave, that ending of life, that wage of our sin. Now, not a lot of hope in today's text, right? It's all warning. It's all warning. Folly is loud. But we've come to this text by way of wisdom. That we are those baptized into Christ who know the Word incarnate, who know the true God, who know what God has truly said. So we take this warning well and say, "Dear Lord, preserve us from folly and keep us from destruction."